You ever wondered why he's never answered your prayers? Not even once. Yet still you embrace him for the love that he'll be there for you in your time of need. But he never is. Even though you're reluctant to admit it, you won't care for such abandonment. What you have to understand to make sense of any of this is that the legends and folklore you've been cradling since your childhood are now expired. Originally, he was there, offering humanity support and guidance. Humanity chose to ignore his actions. Instead, they devoted every waking moment to vanity, lust, and greed. They chose the path of sense pleasure rather than perseverance, discipline, and faith. Most of you have been gravely misinformed when it comes to the retribution aspect of Jehovah's Wager. The most common misunderstanding is that humanity still has time to amend its treacherous way. Nothing could be further from the truth. Do you honestly believe he has allowed humanity an unlimited amount of chances to get this right? Didn't you ever wonder how he must have felt after the first 600 million disregarded his gracious offer of eternal bliss for just the small price of 75 years of service? 75 years is not a very long time in the span of eternity. To be so humiliatingly ignored, what ungrateful parasites humanity has become. Meanwhile, in heaven, his once loyal angels were becoming very envious. They had always been at his side. They would do anything he requested, yet he overlooked them and focused all his attention on his latest creation, humanity. He waited patiently for one single soul to sincerely reach out to him and show him that all his hard work was appreciated. But that never happened. And all this time, as he was waiting, he was neglecting his angels. And his angels started to question their loyalty. Why be loyal to a God who has forgotten those who have done his bidding since before the beginning of time? But there were still a few who would not lose faith, and they would be subjected to the ridicules of the majority. Eventually, sides were formed in heaven. Heaven became heaven. Christ was becoming very concerned by heaven's division. He knew something had to be done to preserve what was left of heaven. He was also aware of his father's disappointment. He was reminded of something he had said long ago. Love thine enemy. He started thinking about those three words. What greater enemy do I have than Satan? Satan, what better enemy to relieve our differences than by eliminating the source of our enmity? And that source being humanity.
Humanity.
It didn't take much to convince Jehovah of this idea because of the chaos that existed in heaven. So it was decided that Christ was to return to earth and begin the judgment of humanity's incorrigible soul. And in agreement, Satan would employ the angels to help relieve Christ of his burden, humanity. Satan also had at his disposal his own militia of demons, masquerading as humans, being protected through the control of humanity. Satan's cooperation was based on one condition, that the destruction of humanity would be on his terms, slow, meticulous, and painful. His demons play an integral part in his divine plan. They possess the most malicious contempt for humanity and relish in its slow demise. They walk among humans, sizing you up, breaking you down, bolstering the highest positions of authority in order to they put themselves in walks of life you wouldn't expect. Testing and judging your enemy. Once judged, the subject is fair game for the demons. In the beginning, they got carried away with their work, wiping out nearly 75% of humanity. Replace the 75% with demons, and they slowly nurtured humanity back and tried to keep them at a really comfortable level of 25%. In Catalonia, it could destroy as much of humanity that could be easily reproduced. Oh, sometimes they hold back. They let humanity grow in great numbers in order to create a glorious war to quickly bring the numbers back down to 25%. Just for the spirit of it. Places here to judge, yet rarely shows himself in human form. When he does choose to, he makes your own choices better and most notably because 75% of humanity is the devil. They control the media's opinion, thus controlling humanity entirely. The hell you were threatened with as a child is no longer an option. It is a reality, a living, breathing reality, and you're right in the middle of it all. Hell has been relocated here on Earth. I'm certain that your first reaction is to blame. It isn't humanity's nature to blame, however not very practical. What can blame actually accomplish? Nothing. Action is everything. I'm willing to wager your second reaction is an attempt for atonement. There's no way to end humanity. First, you must identify the demon and then destroy them before they destroy you. The odds are in your favor. 3-1. So you stand very little chance. My advice is to accept your fate. Welcome and embrace your destiny. Besides, you're in this position for a reason. Your humanity chose to disregard God's generous wager. Your humanity chose sense pleasure over eternal salvation. Now you must live with your choices. It will be easier for you to come to terms with your fear, rather than to embellish upon them. For those of you who have been judged, you can still attempt to show appreciation for your pathetic little life and possibly slowly turn the tides through discipline and servitude to God, but your ancestors have proven that impossible time and time again. These are the final days of judgment. Soon the demons will grow tired of these games and destroy you one and all. So go on interacting with your fellow corpses. Forget everything I've said. Ignorance for your kind is bliss. Remember, it is in humanity's nature to destroy itself. This was inevitable. I tell you again, the hell you were threatened with as a child is no longer an option. It is a reality, a living, breathing reality. And you're right in the middle of it all. Hell has been relocated on Earth. On Earth.
Thank you. R-O-3.
We'll be right back.
You ask what gives me the right to talk to you.